الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن أعبد الله الذي يتوفاكم وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جددوا إيمانكم قالوا كيف نجدد إيماننا قال أكثروا قول لا إله إلا الله صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, the greatest ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with is the ni'mat of Iman. Every person who is blessed with this great ni'mat of Iman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making qadr of this ni'mat of Iman and looking after this ni'mat of Iman. It is mentioned that our Buzugan Deen, daily they make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for three things. Daily they make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for three things. The first thing is the ni'mat of Iman. The second thing is to be from the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third thing is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made satari and has covered our faults. Allah hasn't exposed our faults. For these three things, the Buzugan Deen, every day they make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Our dua must always be, Allahumma thabitna ala al-Iman wa amitna ala al-Iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al Iman. Oh Allah, make me live with Iman, make me die with Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, raise me with my Iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that as we get closer to Qiyamah, then to hold on to a person's Iman will be more difficult than holding on to a hot piece of coal. That hot piece of coal, how difficult is it for a person to hold it just for a few seconds and he'll lose it, he'll drop it. Similar will be difficult for a person to hold on to his Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, yusbihul mu'minu, a person will wake up in the morning as a believer, as a mu'min, and by the evening he lost his Iman. By the evening he's a kafir, he's a disbeliever. Or sometimes a person at night he'll be a believer, a mu'min, and by the morning he lost his Iman. So we see that as we get closer to Qiyamah, then this is a very important concern for all of us, an important worry, how I can live and I can die with Iman. And you find many of the older people, many of the pious people, whenever you ask them for a dua, the dua they'll say is, make dua Allah ta'ala khatima bil khair naseeb farmaye. Allah give me a good ending that I can die with Iman. Because this is success for a believer, that if a person, he dies with Iman, then this is the eternal success a person can get. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such for us that we make a fikr for this Iman of ours. During the weekend, there was one student who came to the madrasa about 21 years ago. He had come to study in the madrasa and now he came to visit after 21 years. So he says that I was born a Khoza. I lived amongst Khoza people and accepted Islam as a little child. And then I came to the madrasa and I learned about Islam, I learned about Iman. And he says, now I'm back there amongst my people. I live in a community where there's only kuffar. My parents are not believers. My family members are not believers. I'm the only Muslim there. But he says, Alhamdulillah, 21 years, I managed to still hold on to my Iman. And he says, I feel it to the barakat of what I learned in a madrasa, that Allah Ta'ala still kept my Iman after so many years. But he says, still my fikr and my worry. There's so many of my friends who became Muslims, but they left Iman afterwards. They left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm concerned that I mustn't lose my Iman also. So this concern for our Iman, it's something that we must keep with us all the time. And our Iman must grow and grow and grow and get stronger and stronger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he advised the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, jaddidu imanakum. Renew your Iman. Keep on renewing your Iman. So the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked that, Ya Rasulallah, what happens to our Iman? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the Iman of a person, it gets weak, it gets like rusted, it gets like worn out. And a person has to continuously renew his Iman. So they ask, كَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانَنَا? How must we renew this Iman of ours? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply to them was, أَكْثِرُوا قَوْلَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Increase your recitation of La ilaha illallah. As much as we can read the zikr of La ilaha illallah, then we try and increase the zikr of La ilaha illallah. Because the zikr of La ilaha illallah is what will strengthen our Iman, is what will renew our Iman. That is why you'll find in the khanqahs, one of the things that is done is abundant zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially zikr of the first kalima, La ilaha illallah. As much as we can, we make the zikr. It strengthens our Iman, and it strengthens our hearts. So a person just concern all the time in our hearts and in our minds, how I can strengthen my Iman, how I can grow my Iman. When we look in the lives of the Anbiya alayhim wassalam, then you'll see all the Anbiya alayhim wassalam, this was a big concern in their lives. The Iman of their own Iman and the Iman of the children. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala speaks, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's advising his sons and his grandson Yaqub alayhi salam. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. My children, Allah chose deen for you. Allah gave you an Iman. Allah blessed you all with Islam. And now make sure that you don't die except that you'll have Iman in your hearts. Make sure that you'll die with Iman. So this is the advice that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is giving to his children. That make sure that this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all, you'll make sure that you'll live and you'll die with Iman. This is a concern of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala speaks about Yaqub alayhi salam now. The same Yaqub alayhi salam who was advised by his grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala speaks about him and he says, Am kuntum shuhada'a iz hadara Yaqub al-maut. Were you people there when Yaqub alayhi salam passed away? Obviously we were not there, but Allah Ta'ala is asking us this question. Am kuntum shuhada'a iz hadara Yaqub al-maut iz qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. His concern and his deathbed. As Yaqub alayhi salam is about to pass away, and his concern on his deathbed is, after I die, who are you going to worship? Who are you going to worship after I die? So this is the concern of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. This should be our concern also. Our children are growing up. We are living in a country of kufr. Around us, there is the influence of the kuffar. Our children are growing up in these environments. What is the condition of their Iman? What is the condition of our Iman? So this concern we have to have all the time. So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, he's addressing his son and his children and he's saying to them, Am kuntum shuhada iqala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Who you're going to worship? So normally, on our deathbed, our concern is about our money, our properties, our businesses, our shops, our investments. That's our concern. Anbiya alayhi salam's concern was about the Iman of the children. So their reply was, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ أَبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدًا. Then we give you our assurance. We will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is your Rabb and the Rabb of all our forefathers. We will worship the one Allah. We will worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only. So this was the reply that the salam had given him. So in this environment that we are living in, it's so important for us to work on the Iman of ourselves and work on the Iman of our children. But presently the Ijtima is taking place. The KZN Ijtima is taking place in Overport. And this is one of the main fikr of the Ijtima is what is working on our Iman and the Iman of the Ummah. That there are millions of people who have become Muslim. But how many of us are committed to Islam? How many of us are committed to Iman? How many of us are living and dying on Iman? Normally when it comes to the fikr of Iman, there's three works of deen that is very, very effective in preserving the Iman of the Ummah. One is the Maktab Madrasa work. One is the Jamaat and the Tabliq work. And one is the Khanqa work. These three efforts of deen, if we take part in it, inshallah, there's strong hope that inshallah our iman and the iman of our families will be strengthened, will be taken care of. Otherwise, what happens if a person is not going to get involved in any one of these three efforts? Our children are not going to go to maktab, madrasa. We're not going to get involved in the jamaat and tabligh work. And we're not going to link ourselves to the mashayikh and the pious awliya ikram. Then very slowly, Allah knows what can happen to our iman. Today you find there's so many people got doubts in their minds about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People got doubts in their minds about akhirat, about jannat, jahannam. People are asking these questions, is it real, is it not real? Jannat and jahannam, does it exist or it doesn't exist? Or it's just in the minds of people. People have these doubts in their minds. But when we were in madrasa, Allah shukr, we learned everything very well. All the kalimas, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, amantu bi imani mujmal, imani mufassal, amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi, wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. All the aspects of deen was drilled into our minds and our hearts that we believe in Allah, we believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in akhirat, we believe in the anbiya alayhimu salam, we believe in the malaika, we believe in all the books, we believe on in the day of qiyamah. So these things are very strong in our hearts and in our minds of the children as they grow up, so that their iman is strong. One day when villager is walking, he got his kurta, he got his beard, he got his topi, and he's walking. Villagers, very intelligent people, very, very intelligent people, very unassuming, although they live in the sticks. So we think they may be backwards, but they're very sharp, very, very intelligent people. So one day the villager is walking, and there's an atheist who's walking with him. Atheist is walking with him. And the atheist, when he's walking with him, is explaining to him. He says that, are you a Muslim? He says, I'm a Muslim. He says, who you believe in? Who's your Lord? He says, my Lord is Allah. Rabbi Allah. My Rabbi is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, you believe in Allah? Did you see Allah? Did you see Allah ta'ala? That you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this villager, he explains to him, he says, I never see Allah ta'ala. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah ta'ala. And my Nabi told me about Allah Ta'ala, that's why I believe in Allah Ta'ala. And I'm a believer, this is what we believe in. When we start off the Quran Kareem, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitabu la-Rayba fi Hudan lil-Muttaqeen, the first thing is that Alladheena yu'minuna bil-Ghayb, our belief is in the unseen, what we never saw. We believe in Allah, we never saw Allah Ta'ala. We believe in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in Jannat and Jahannam, we never saw it. We believe in a Malaika and Jibreel alayhi salam who brought the wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we didn't. Why? Because we believe in the unseen. And that is the iman of a believer, that nothing can shake his iman. A person is prepared. That is why you find that today in this war that is taking place in Gaza, that no matter what, these people's iman is so strong, nothing can shake them. It's how many, 600 and so many days, almost 2 years gone. But these people can't move them. Why? Because their iman is so strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That iman is so strong, that is what's moving him. That's what's moving them and keeping them alive, is that iman and that belief in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this atheist, he's trying to start off this villager. The villager very calmly says to him, he says, see, you must remember, everything has a place and a time. Everything has a place and a time. When the little child is in the womb of his mother, he's in the belly of his mother, and his father is telling him from outside, that you know what is here outside in this world? There's a huge world out there. There's a sun that rises and sets. There's a moon, beautiful moon that shines in its glory on the 14th night of every month. There are stars that are twinkling in the skies. There's a huge ocean with waves that are crashing on the shores. And in this ocean there are fish and whales and sharks and different kind of things. There are animals that are roaming around in the jungles. There are people who walk the earth. And this is the beautiful earth that is out there. So the child, he says, but I can't see anything. So I don't believe what you see. So the father says to him that, see, right now you are in the belly of your mother. So you won't be able to see anything, but just come out from there and you'll be able to see everything. So when the child is born and his eyes open up and he sees really, all I had to do was just listen to what my father told me, because he saw everything. And he just explained it to me, and there he had to come out from the belly of his mother into the earth, and everything he saw. So the villager is saying, presently we are in the belly of this earth. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us everything about the akhirah. And it's only good for us that we just listen to what he told us. But the day we leave the belly of this earth and we come out of here, That's the day we'll see Allah, we'll see Jannat, we'll see Jahannam, we'll see everything of the Akhirat. So there's a time and there's a place for everything. So this Iman is something we have to work on. And we have to strive all the time, working on our Iman, strengthening our Iman. Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you look at their Iman, the Iman was so strong, that nothing could shake the Iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very, very famous about him. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say about him, when I gave da'wat and I invited people to Islam and to Iman, no one believed me. The only person who believed me was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the only person who believed me. And he attained the title Siddiq on one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the Mi'raj. And when he came back and he explained to the Quraysh that this is where I went. I went to Masjid al-Aqsa and I led the Anbiya alayhi salam in Salah. And from there I went to the skies and I met with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I came back here to my house. They laughed and they mocked at him. They said, in one night, for you to make a journey from here to Aqsa and then go to the skies and come back is something impossible. So they mentioned to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that if somebody has to come and tell you that he made a journey from Makkah Sharif to Masjid al-Aqsa and came back in one night, will you believe him? It's impossible. It's not possible for a person to travel so far. He said, well, your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that he went and he came back. He says, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, then I believe it. If he said it, I believe it. What's a journey from here to Aqsa and back? I believe in things greater than all of that, what he has mentioned. He speaks about what is a world beyond this world. I believe in everything that he says. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's iman, so strong it was. One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking and he came across one person selling a horse. He came across a person selling a horse as a villager. He came into the town of Medina Munawwara and he was selling his horse. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him how much he wants for the horse and he concluded a deal with this villager. So when the deal was concluded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him that I don't have the money with me, but if you allow me, I'll just go to my house, I'll get the money and I'll give it to you. So the villager agreed and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked towards his house, his residence, and the villager was walking behind him. And whilst he's walking with the horse, there were a few other people who came who were interested in buying the horse. But he had already concluded the deal with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The villager's intention now changed. So he decided he'd rather sell this horse to these people rather than selling it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he'll get a better price from them. But a Muslim is a person who lives by his word. He already concluded the deal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and when he brought the money, he says, no, I never concluded any deal with you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him, but you concluded a deal with me and we agreed on a price and I went to fetch the money. So he says, okay, if you are true in what you are saying, then bring a witness for this. Bring a witness to prove. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him that it was just me and you. There was no witnesses around. So one person, one sahabi, his name was Khuzaimah bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. He saw this whole commotion happening and he stood up and he said, I bear testimony to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concluded this deal with you and you sold this horse to him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was surprised. He says, Khuzaimah, first of all, you were not even there when I concluded this deal with this villager. So how is it that you stood up as a witness for me? He says, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, you are such a person who I believe every single word you say. My iman in you is so strong that whatever you told us about the akhirat, I believe everything you have said. So what is there in me not believing that you had concluded this deal with him? I bear testimony that you concluded this deal with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy with the sahabi. He says that your iman in me is so strong. Wallahi, from today on, if Khuzaimah bin Thabit has to bear testimony for anything, his testimony will be equal to two people's testimony. His testimony will be equal to one person, but his testimony will be equal to two people's testimony. So this was this iman that the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, was one of the Mubarak wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she had a little child whose name was Ibrahim radiallahu anhu. This child passed away in infancy. He was about 1 or 1.5 years old and the child passed away. So this Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, of course she was very, very sad at this and she had a loss of a child. And of course more so when the child is still breastfeeding. So while she was crying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and comforted her. And he says, there's no need for you to cry.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a witness for this child in Jannah. And that witness is feeding this child now in Jannah. And if you want, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up the scene of Jannah. You'll be able to see your child in Jannah, and you'll be able to see that witness feeding your child in Jannah. So Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha's answer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that answer shows the iman that she has. She says, Wallahi ya Rasulallah, I don't need to see anything in the akhirat. Your words mean far more to me than what my eyes can see even. You saying that he is there and he's comfortable, that is enough for me. I believe in your words. I have iman in your words. I don't need to see what is there in the akhirat and what is happening in the akhirat. So this was that iman that the sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum had, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what we all have to work towards, strengthening our iman. This is why the istima is taking place also. The talks on iman and yaqeen take place, and this talks of iman and yaqeen is what then strengthens our iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions one beautiful dua: Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan yubashiru qalbi wa yaqeenan sadiqa. Oh Allah, I ask you for such iman that permeates the bottom of my heart, and true yaqeen in your words, true yaqeen in what you have to say. A person has yaqeen in the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is this fikr and this concern that how we can bring up iman. I remember a few years ago, on a Sunday night, one person came to my house after Isha Salah. After Isha Salah, Musalli came to the house, very, very concerned. What's the problem? He says, my son, I sent him away to America to go and study. And he came back now after studying, going to study whatever. And now he came back Sunday morning, it is, after having breakfast, Zuhar Azan went. And I said, let's go to the masjid. Let's go read our namaz, Zuhar namaz. He says, Abba, you carry on. I don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala anymore. He lost his iman. Youngster was there, but he lost his iman. So like this, there's so many cases, people losing their iman. And this is why this istima is taking place. This istima is taking place with this fikr, how we can make fikr for our iman. That iman of ours, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that we live and we die on that iman. Our little children, as they're growing up, normally our elders, they teach us, do ta'lim at home. Do ta'lim at home, talk about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So the child also grows up with that yaqeen and that conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he's sitting on the camel with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising him. He's a young boy. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَسَأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. My boy, if ever you have to ask anyone for anything, then ask from Allah. And if ever you want help for anything, then ask from Allah. He's teaching him basic important points of iman. The child is growing up and he knows that Allah is the giver, Allah is the curer, Allah is the one who provides risk and sustenance. And if there's anything that I need, I must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us turn to Allah ta'ala at the time of need? Person is in a problem, we're looking, we've got a problem, maybe daughter is going through some issues with her husband. So first thing we're looking for is a counselor. Who can counsel this couple? The first thing to do is make 2 rakats namaz, ask Allah for help. Because the answer for all our problems is in Allah's hands. Allah Ta'ala can sort all our issues out. Allah Ta'ala can sort all our problems out. Person is sick, then the curer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is in financial problems, Raziq and Razzaq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll give it to us. Again, a person that iman, that lesson of iman, person is our hearts. How we can bring this iman into our lives, and we can bring it into the lives of our children. So again, ulama-i-kiram teach us 3 efforts of deen. One is this maktab madrasa effort, one is the dawat and tabligh, the jamaat effort, and one is the khanqahi effort. These 3 efforts, if we link ourselves to these efforts of deen, inshallah, this is a preservation of our iman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we live and we die with iman. On the day of qiyamah, we stand up with this iman of ours. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.